What a pleasure it is for me to be here with you today, and I'd like to thank Reverend John for inviting me, and all of you for giving me such a warm welcome. It's great to see some familiar faces in the room here. I'm especially delighted to see my friend Ursula, who I haven't seen for a long time. Ursula's been a part of my family for many, many years, so nice to see you. Each year I attend the Rotary Carol Festival across the street at what used to be Knox Net, I guess it's Knox United now. And I believe that I heard your wonderful choir in the festival not long ago. And I guess, can you hear me? Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm just not going to fall off in there. Okay. So I understand that the CBC program that I used to watch called Him Sing featured a certain gentleman named John Nelson Jr. at one time. So I want you to know that you're very fortunate to have such a committed and capable director and associate pastor. He's a wonderful gentleman. I thought I'd share with you today. I want to share with you today some of the highlights of my term as Lieutenant Governor, and what a wonderful 4 years it's been. It's a five-year term for each Lieutenant Governor. I've completed four of those 5 years now, and I've had some of the most amazing and wonderful experiences. So, but just before I do that, I'm going to share just a little bit about my background. I was born and grew up in Regina. I have two sisters. Some of you know each of my sisters, I think, in this room. And at one point, we all attended the Qu'Appelle Diocesan School, which in those days was also known as St. Chad's. One of my teachers is here, actually. Margaret, it's great to see you. And thank you for what you did for me in those years. I could use your help right now, though. The nuns that taught us in that school were very strict, and although we didn't all enjoy it at the time, in hindsight, they gave us an absolutely wonderful education. The class sizes were, I think, the biggest class was around 12. And so we had lots and lots of individual attention, and it was wonderful. But my earliest memories of being involved in church and in anything like that was with the Salvation Army. My mother's parents actually have been part of the Salvation Army since they came from Detroit back in the early 1900s. And my sisters and I all attended Salvation Army Sunday School. And eventually we moved to the Alliance Church, which is out on Arcola. And my husband and I, Gordon, are members there to this day. However, I still support greatly the work of the Salvation Army because I strongly, strongly believe in their valuable community outreach. So let's start with a slideshow. That's a little bit about me. I'm delighted to answer questions after if you have any other questions that I can answer, but this is the beginning for me. This was the installation ceremony when I was installed in March of 2012. And as you can see, it made me just a little bit nervous. I was a brand new minted lieutenant governor and sitting up there reading a speech, and it was pretty exciting. So that's how it started. I felt that I wanted to have my pastor there with me, so I invited Pastor Larry Hurst from the Alliance Church, who came and said a prayer for me. And I was also very grateful to have Elder Betty McKenna, who some of you may have met Elder Betty. She's around the area quite a bit. And she was kind enough to come and say a prayer as well and to present me with an eagle feather, which is a traditional gift from our indigenous peoples, and it's quite an honor to receive that eagle feather. So that sits with pride in my office at Government House. Now, not long after I became Lieutenant Governor, I think it was about 3 weeks, we had our first royal visit. So if the installation didn't unnerve you, the royal visit would with the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall. And this is a photograph of my husband Gordon and I meeting him as he arrived at Government House. This is a picture of him doing a walkabout, as they do often when they're at Government House or at various other locations. They'll walk about and meet people. Lots of well-wishers came out to see him at that time. This is a picture of the Duchess of Cornwall, a very special dog. So you can see the yellow lab down in the bottom of the picture, standing with Assistant Commissioner Roger Brown, who used to head up the Depot Division of the RCMP here. Susanna was a gift from the Queen to the RCMP, and originally was supposed to be a working police dog. She just didn't have the temperament. She's such a sweet, loving animal that she turned out to be more of a mascot for the RCMP and traveled around with the Browns to all the functions they had. Interestingly enough, Charles and Camilla had asked to meet Susanna while they were here because she was a gift from the Queen, and they wanted to be able to update Her Majesty on the dog's progress.
I just to talk to John.
So 2 years later, we have a second royal visit. Here we are with the Earl of Wessex, Prince Edward, of course. That's greeting him there just outside the entrance to Government House. And the next photo shows him greeting guests at the ballroom. The gentleman in the headdress, many of you will know, is Chief Barry Belgard, who at the time was chief of the Federation of Saskatchewan Indian Nations, but has received the distinct honor of being elected as National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations. So that was a little reception that we held at Government House for him. Here he is outside visiting with the people at Government House again, as Prince Charles did. It's really interesting to watch the royal family walk amongst the crowd and work with the crowd.
Yeah.
They're amazing. They can talk to anybody. They always have something ready to discuss. They're very friendly and always include everybody in the conversation. So that's it's wonderful to watch that. And I've also been privileged to host several times our Governor General, His Excellency David Johnston, and here he is with his wife Sharon. My husband Gordon and I, they were signing the book at Government House, and unfortunately His Excellency's term is about to expire in the fall, so we're all going to be very sorry to see him go because he's done such a wonderful job. One of my constitutional duties is to call elections, and as you know, we just had this election a couple of weeks ago, so here I am signing a writ for that election with Premier Wall. That was kind of fun. And another of my constitutional duties is to give royal assent to legislation. And so when we're doing this, the Speaker of the Legislative Assembly formally invites me into the building. Have to be invited. And I then assent or agree to the legislation that they want passed. And just as a little anecdote, I think it was the first or second time I did that. And they have us in a holding room back behind the chamber. And it was time to go in and assent to the legislation, so they marched us around, complete with the gentleman who carries the black rod and all the other people that go with us, and the door was locked.
No.
Someone had accidentally locked the door, so it's become a standing joke between the Premier and I that next time he wants legislation passed, he better unlock the door. this is, each fall I have the absolute honor of traveling to the northern Saskatchewan to present awards to outstanding students in many, many remote communities. And this past year, we saw scenes like this from the plane window. The dark areas that you see here are from the forest fire, where swaths and swaths of many, many beautiful trees were burned. It was just so sad to see that. Last summer, each summer, actually, all of the lieutenant governors get together with the governor general, and last year we were in Whitehorse, and it just happened to be when the forest fires were at their most devastating, and His Excellency and Mrs. Johnston were genuinely concerned for the people of Saskatchewan, and so they offered to stop with me on the way back and go and visit the people at the center in Regina where they were staying, one of the evacuees
well,
to come from the north.
Okay.
There they are, the children and families that were there. They were just genuinely concerned and sad for the people of Saskatchewan. I was quite moved by that. Can you guess what this is? A bird's eye view of the beautiful Stanley Mission Church. How exciting it was to see that. You know, we've all heard about that and seen pictures of it, but it's lovely. And you know, the scenery in northern Saskatchewan is not to be beat anywhere in the world, I don't think. I've seen such gorgeous things. The next thing you see here are the Athabasca sand dunes. Amazing. They're 30 meters high, and nowhere else in the world are dunes found this far north. So that was quite a sight to see. Doesn't look like Saskatchewan, does it? Here's a photo of one of the students who received an academic award, and her name's Rayona. And I chose this particular photo because she is from Lalash, and it was the Lalash Community School, where you will remember, I think it was back in January, that a student entered the school with a gun and shot several students and teachers, and ultimately two students and two teachers died. People in the North have so many challenges that we here in the South don't have to face, but I really wanted to include this photo because I think, I meet many, many remarkable students, and they excel academically, and I'm very pleased to be able to present these awards to them, and with them goes a scholarship, a financial scholarship, to help them progress in their studies. Here's a picture taken at a school in Pinehouse. And of course, we don't give awards to the young children like that, but it's always fun to sit and talk to them and play with them. And they don't have any idea who we are, and they don't really care. It's a visitor, and they like visitors, so it's fun to do that. And I am so proud of this. I live on a lake, Jevrejine Beach, right? I have never gone fishing in my life anywhere. I guarantee you, if I can catch a fish here, this is a Vistawea Falls. If I can catch a fish, anyone can catch a fish. And look at the size of it. I didn't even have to lie. It's that big. So another fun job I've had during my term was tossing the coin for the 2013 Grey Cup. Now, I am wearing a big black fur hat and a black coat, and I tossed the coin, and although I can't claim full credit for the win, I like to think that it was a very lucky coin toss, but I must tell you, my grandson lives in Maine, and they were watching the Grey Cup on TV in Maine at the time, and he called me after, and he said, "Grandma, I saw you on TV, and you look just like a big black bear." Thanks, Alex. A couple of years ago, when the RCMP musical Ride was in Regina, the province invited them to be part of the opening of the newly refurbished gardens in front of the legislative building, and they're such an impressive sight. It was the last time that the provincial Landau was ever used, and we believe it dates back to the 1800s, but it was getting too fragile to be used, and I will tell you that as a child, I remember, because I used to just live down the street from the legislative buildings, and I remember seeing the Queen ride by in the Landau, and never imagining as a little child that one day I would be riding in the Landau as well, so that was pretty special for me. This year marks the 100th anniversary of women's right to vote in Saskatchewan. Excuse me. And to mark this event, I invited former Prime Minister Kim Campbell to give a lecture in Regina. Oh. What a remarkable woman she is. I think many of us, perhaps like me, remember her for her short term as Prime Minister. But many don't know exactly how accomplished she is. She really, truly is. She was arguably the most qualified Prime Minister we've ever had, having held 5 cabinet portfolios during her term. She was the first woman also in any NATO country to be the Minister of Defense, which was quite an accomplishment. And she always approached leadership in a really collaborative way. She was the first Prime Minister to convene all of the premiers together in a meeting. First ministers have become quite common. We just had one within the week in Alberta, so she started all that, and what a privilege it was to work, to be with her and to talk to her and to learn a little bit about her. She's fascinating. During my term, I've chosen to focus on a number of themes, including the theme of multiculturalism. And I've done this because I think that we have an increasingly diverse population, and it's important to learn about traditions and cultures of other areas and other peoples and learn about their backgrounds. So I'm honored to be one of the ambassadors of the Regina Mosaic Festival. And each year, as you see here, we kick off the festival at the Cornwall Centre, which I think is in a week or so. And here's myself, it's worship, and one of the heads of the festival passing out the medallions that go with the people from the various pavilions. So we do that every year. And here's a photo of me wearing a sari, which this lovely lady, Kieran, loaned to me, along with her beautiful Indian jewelry. I was honored to wear that to an Indian night supper, so that was fun. I've done it with the Daughters of Africa. They also had a costume for me, and that was great. And I've also been at a number of Indigenous events, and here I am taking part in the grand entry at a powwow at the Gordon First Nation near Punishai. Those are really fun. I'm just there in the background in the yoga jacket, but the costumes and the whole atmosphere is just fantastic. If you ever get a chance to see a powwow, you should try. So another area of my focus is support of our military and their families. In November of 2013, we initiated this pin. It's called the Military Service Appreciation Pin. and we expected to give out maybe a few hundred. I don't think we ordered a whole bunch, but we expected to give out a few hundred. We've given out over 8,000 of them from all around the world. People have requested them. So the criteria is that you have to have lived in Saskatchewan, served in Saskatchewan, be born in Saskatchewan, have some contact to Saskatchewan, but have served in the Canadian military or the militaries of our allies. And if you do know anyone who meets that, they simply have to go to the Lieutenant Governor's website, and there's a link there they can click on and see how to get the pin, and we'll be happy to mail them one. But really the purpose of it is for military people, past and present, to wear on their civilian clothing when they're not in uniform, so that we can recognize them and thank them for the service that they've done for our country. When you see that pin, that's what it's for. This is the very first pin ceremony we ever did. We've done several of them, so you'll see the premier. This is General Tom Lawson, who at the time was the Chief of Defense Staff for Canada, who came for the pin. I mean, this pin is worn now by everyone in the military, so it's quite exciting for us. The very first person to receive it, I think, was Jillian Dulay in the picture. She's a captain and had served in Afghanistan, and we asked her to speak at that particular function, and it was very interesting to hear about Afghanistan from her perspective. In addition to the military pin, I created a committee to plan a national Support Our Troops Gala. So this will take place on November 5th of this coming year, and we'll be raising money for military families. So everyone is invited. If you wish to purchase tickets, they're available on our website, Lieutenant Governor's website, or there is a supportourtroopsgala.com website, correct? Yes. So hope to see some of you out, but it'll be a wonderful night. We have lots of exciting entertainment. I'm not sure I can say who that is right now. It's kind of a secret, but we have some very special people coming. I host lots of big events each year. So. How many of you have been to Government House? I assume most of you, right? Here you see the dining room all ready for the New Year's Day levy. That's a very, very special day. And everyone is invited to Government House sometime between 1 and 4 to come and walk around at the levy and see Government House. I shake everyone's hand when they come in. By the end of the day, my hand is ready to fall off. But it's fun and I'm sure that I meet all kinds of wonderful people. This fellow's name is Rough Rider, spelled R-U-F-F-R-Y-D-E-R. So he is a gladiator breed, which is a cross between a Great Dane and a Mastiff.
Oh,
how would you like to see one of those at Darren Hauser's level? He's being trained to assist a person who has post-traumatic stress disorder, and I was given the honor of naming this dog, so we decided to run a little contest on our Facebook page. And we received hundreds of suggestions for the dog, and we settled on Rough Rider, how appropriate to Saskatchewan. And he's also a group called the Nash Project out of Alberta. And when he's finished his training, which I think is pretty soon, he will be given to a person in Saskatchewan who suffers from PTSD. So each year we host the garden party, and I'm sure some of you have been to that. It's also a really fun event. I think we had close to 4,000 people last year. We had Rory Allen as our entertainer. He was great. Everybody loved him. Lots of things for the children. Bouncy house, miniature horses, and the Chaos Dog Sport Team was very popular. And the third public event that I host every year is a Saskatchewan Prayer Breakfast. So this was a photo taken a couple of years ago, I think, when we invited some Indigenous musicians to perform. Each breakfast is a wonderful opportunity to talk to people from different faiths, to get to know people, to listen to the speakers. We always have excellent speakers. This year we had Lorna Duick. She was very good. Usually the Premier and the Leader of the Opposition will each do a Bible reading. And we invite a mayor from a town in Saskatchewan to do a prayer, and we also invite a young person from somewhere in Saskatchewan to do a prayer as well. So if you haven't attended the prayer breakfast before, I think you would really enjoy it. It's always held in April, and tickets are available through our office and on our website. But I would suggest to you, if you do want to attend, that you watch the website, and when the tickets go on sale, buy them at that time because they don't last very long and we always sell out. And we have somewhere between 700 and 800 people. So it's quite a wonderful and moving morning. I think you'd all enjoy it. Well, I think I have a couple of photos remaining. I suppose you can guess what this is. Each Lieutenant Governor has the honor and pleasure of traveling to Buckingham Palace and meeting with Her Majesty. This was my meeting in her private chamber, and I spent a whole half hour with her, one-on-one, and it was just absolutely exciting. She is the only thing, the way I could describe her to you is just warm, genteel, kind, humorous. She has a great sense of humor. And, you know, you would, of course, be nervous walking into a room to meet her, but she just sets you at ease immediately. So it was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I certainly will never, ever forget it. Many of you may have read that we gave the Queen a brooch made by Regina jeweler Hilberg and Burke, and she was extremely taken by it. Which, Heather, did you notice in the new Majesty book, she's wearing it with a hot pink outfit? Yeah, so that's another one. So she's worn it several times with several different outfits, which, when you think about how many brooches she must have, she must really like this one, because I know at least three outfits now. The Queen has often spoken about the importance of her faith, and her former chaplain at Windsor Park said that it's very, very much of the fabric of her life. And he's also commented that she really knows her Bible well, and he said that each Wednesday or so he would go to her to choose Bible verses and hymns for the following Sunday service. And she always knew exactly what she wanted. She could quote the Bible. She never had to look anything up. So she's very, very well accomplished in that area. 2002 was a very difficult year for the Queen. She lost both her mother and her sister Margaret. So I'd like to share a short passage with you from the Queen's televised Christmas message that year in which she said, "I know just how I rely on my own faith to guide me through the good times and the bad. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what's right, to take the long view, to give of my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God. Like others of you who draw inspiration from your own faith, I draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel." What wonderful words from Her Majesty. I'd like to close with a short prayer written by well-known author, Saskatchewan author Sharon Patella. It's a little bit different, and the first time I read it, I wasn't quite sure if I liked it, but the more I read it, the more I like it. So listen carefully. It's a little bit different. She wrote it on the at a dinner to honor the Prince of Wales when he was at Government House in 2001. It's a prayer of thanks, because it speaks to the Saskatchewan that I've come to know and love very well. It's an amazing place, and I think each and every one of us in this room should be giving thanks for the fact that we live in Saskatchewan. So I would invite you to pray with me. We're grateful to wake each morning in this place, for the summer when the lakes and rivers dissolve into lapping water, sun-dappled and puckered by rising white fish, goldeye, trout, so that we may enter wilderness to be a part of its vast silence for the power that resides there. We are grateful for the fall when the shadowed forest sings with orange, gold, and lemon light, and for the din of peace returning south, reminding us again that all of us, black bear, coyote, human swan, badger, and ptarmigan, are all witness to and part of the great mystery. We're grateful for the good days of winter when a field of glistening snow at sunset or sunrise, flushing rose, apricot, violet, lifts into shimmering mirages at the distant horizon. Even for its bad days, when a howling wall of white freezes everything, and after the tumult and the freezing, for the perfect peace, the air alive with the glitter of frost crystals, we are grateful for the beauty. We're grateful, too, for the crocuses that signal spring, for the come-and-have-a-cup-of-tea call of the meadowlark, for the raucous, awkward dance of sage-grouse, for the music of meltwater rushing down coulees and draws, and the thunder of breaking ice in lakes and rivers. All across this blessed place, this gorgeous earth. For every one of these gifts, we live in awe and offer our thanks. Father, Mother, God, Creator, consciousness of the world. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for inviting me, and I wish to bring you greetings officially on behalf of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Canada, and bless you all. Thank you.
Your Honor, we thank you very much for the privilege that has been ours to have you. You are a very warm, welcoming individual, and put us all at ease, especially me. My stomach just feels so much better than it did earlier this morning. And if I had known that you had been a Hymnsing fan, I would have brought my hairpiece out of retirement. And I would have worn it here in your honor, except I don't think you'd want to see that. Yeah. But we thank you, and I thank Heather and Carolyn also for